Hey everyone, it's Michelle, the Dreaming Dilettante, coming out to you with our weekly creative podcast. And I am recording in a different setup, so I hope that the audio is okay. I have like this makeshift setup here where I have my speaker above me so that I can sit in my cozy chair and record to you. I just didn't feel like sitting at my desk. I don't know why. I just came back to my studio. I was here and then I came back again. I ran home to get my son to help him look for something that he thought he had lost in a parking lot. So we were out wandering, trying to find something in a parking lot. And we didn't find exactly, I don't think, what he was looking for, but I think it worked out okay. So I am back here again. I wanted to record the weekly creative podcast and check in with all of you. I hope you're doing well. We're about 2 weeks into, almost 3 weeks into the new year. And I hope that it's exactly what you think it should be, that it's not this stressful, you know, go, go, go mentality, unless that's something that you're really looking for. But I just hope the year is kind of embracing you and holding you in a really, really beautiful way. And I wonder where your creative projects are at. I have quite a few on the horizon. If you read last week's blog post, you know that I am working on an article that is going to be published in a magazine in a few months. And I'm really, really excited for this. This is my first publication in a magazine. So it was really, really exciting for me. That's something that I've wanted to do forever. And you can read the blog post if you're interested. I'll try to remember to link it in the podcast details if you're interested. But yeah, it's been, it was amazing to get that and to feel, like I'm on the path, if that makes sense. And I'm doing it. I'm finally feeling like I'm doing it. And I really credit it, I don't want to say to the studio space, because I do credit it to the studio space, but I think it's more about what the studio space represents. Because I had this space, I felt I had to use it. And so I've been making more my creativity more of a priority. And I've really been digging in when I'm here and trying to work on the things that are really important to me. And it's also helped me formulate my style, kind of figure out the kind of creative work I want to share and what I want to do. And it's been a lot of fun. I actually have another exciting announcement. I am going to be offering my creative coaching sessions. So I'm not a huge fan of the word coaching, but people know what it means when you say that. But I'm thinking it as an opportunity for people to have somebody to work with that understands creativity, where you can have a chat, talk about projects you're working on, and really have it be your session, whether it's you're working on finishing a project, maybe you're in the middle of something and you have a deadline and you want like a partner to be an accountability partner for you, or maybe someone to help keep you motivated or cheer you on, or maybe somebody, you're just getting started in your creative journey and you're trying to figure out, you know, how do I cultivate a practice that looks and feels like me? I'm just starting to offer these creativity sessions. And I'm excited for it. It feels like the next logical step where everything has been going. So if it's something you're interested in, I will try to remember to put those in the details as well. But it's on my website, Dreaming Dilettante. You just click on Work With Me and I'll have all the details there where you can sign up for a creativity session. Because I know when I was first, I had created the page and I just hadn't uploaded it. And when I was reading through what I had written in the past, it reminded me so much of how I was feeling when I first started this journey, and that sense that I was finally doing the things that I wanted, but it can feel isolating. You know, my family's amazingly supportive of what I'm doing, but not everyone is creative in the same way, or not everyone is not everyone considers themselves creative in the same way. I believe everyone's creative, but so it's hard to kind of get that. For people to get it, to have, and not everyone in your life is going to understand maybe how excited you get over messy journal making or something you've made or a new project idea that you might have. Or, you know, and it doesn't have to be limited to the creative process. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, if you want to start an Etsy shop or if you want to start something like that where you, you know, want to have somebody who gets it, who understands how exciting something like this is. And not everyone does. Not everyone has an entrepreneurial spirit or a creative heart or the artistic way of looking at life. So when I was reading that and I was thinking about how I really just kind of wanted to be a creative friend to people, and that that was something that I myself was seeking. And so yeah, it feels like the good time to start launching that, because I feel like I've settled in to a little groove for me and that I can have space now to work with others. And it's something that I'm really wanting to share and to help other people, because I spent quite a few years kind of in this hibernation place where I retreated, I kind of pulled back, and it was just me and my family, my immediate family in my house. And I was hibernating. It really is the best way to word it. And I was sort of reevaluating myself and learning about myself and relationships that I had had, and how do I, you know, and not, I'll be completely honest, not wanting to connect, just wanting to be in my own little bubble, my own little cocoon for a while. And it was years and years. And I'm gonna have a sip of my coffee. And yeah, so it was a long time, and it was necessary for me, I think, at that point, to do that. And I feel like now, the last year, I'm starting to kind of emerge from this hibernation, this self-imposed hibernation that I had been doing. And I started to want to connect with people. And now I feel like I want to support people. I want to help in the way that I can help. And supporting people in their creative dreams, in their creative processes, is really something that is just near and dear to my heart. And I think it's a skill set that I kind of really have. And, you know, I have certifications and things like that I've done for creative coaching. And, you know, I feel like it's now is the time that's ready to kind of share that. So that's what I'm not going to talk the whole podcast about that, but that's one of the things that I've really been working on. And I wonder for you, if you find yourself needing the solitude for creativity, but then maybe when a project's completed, or maybe if you're at a point in the project where you're not sure which way to go, if that's when you crave a creative community. Maybe you don't ever crave creative community, or maybe you have one, and I would love to hear about it. So please do comment on the podcast, or you can message me directly. I would love to hear, because for me, I don't have other creatives in my life at the moment, not in, like, you know, the real world. And I think that's one of the things I love about blogging, is that I'm able to connect with other creatives through the blog and share a little bit about the creative journey with them. And it feels authentic doing it through the blog, where I write something and then I go to somebody else's site and I read what they've wrote, and then I comment and then they reply. And it's just, it's slower and it's not as immediate as social media or something like that, but it feels genuine, because I feel like I'm sharing more than just my words or an image. You know, the whole site, my whole website, the whole blog that you create is kind of an expression of you, you know, and you have this freedom to create it so that when people come, it's like they're visiting your house, you know, and they get a little more of a feel for who you are and the things you love. I remember back in the 90s, we used to have these things called Blinkies on blogs. Does anybody remember Blinkies? If you remember them, please do let me know. And I think that on somewhere on a hard drive, I have Blinkies saved that other people made back in the day when I couldn't fathom how you created stuff digitally. And I used to have a ton of them. So you'd have all these like fun Blinkies that were, they were these little rectangles. They were almost the size, if you were to think of like a rectangle that goes inside, where you would write inside a tab top that goes on like a page, you know, or like or a file tab, if that makes sense. But they were these little rectangles. And they would have all kinds of things, like, you know, it could be Gilmore Girl Lover, or, you know, all kinds of just random Teddy Bear Addict. I think that was one I had. I'm going to have to see if I, you know what, I might just see if I can dig out some Blinkies. If not for this podcast, I might have to do a blog post on 90s blogging. Ooh, that would be fun. Wouldn't that be a fun feature? I've actually, so if you know, remember, you might be seeing, listening to this going, I have no idea what she's talking about. But the reason I mentioned those was you really customized your blog. It was really an expression of who you were and the things you loved. It makes me think about, you know, teenage bedroom walls, you know, when you're a teenager and you decorate your room with your posters and your pictures. And it's really an expression of who you are. And I think that's what I love about blogging, is the fact that when people come to your blog, they get a little feel about the things that are important to you, the things you love. Your focus. I have been reading, I had bought, I think it was last year, beginning of last year or something, a few copies, back copies, it's not in publication anymore, of Artful Blogging. It was a Stampington publication. So they're the ones that do, I think, Bella Grace and In Her Studio or Women at Work, those magazines they do. And they had a magazine at one time. I'm looking, I have one sitting here. This was the November, December, January 2011 edition. And it was called Artful Blogging. And it was really at a time when social media hadn't taken over. And it talks about people and creating blogs and why people created blogs. And I think a lot of it is why people do social media. They were talking about the idea of connecting with people you wouldn't know otherwise and meeting people who have similar interests and that sort of thing. So it was very similar, I think, to why people do social media. And social media, of course, is a little more immediate. But I love the slow pace of a blog. I love the fact that you get to feel like you're coming into somebody's house and get to see what's important to them. And yeah, so I've been reading through some of those magazines just as for inspiration on things to write about. And to share my blog. And of course, I read other blogs. And one of the things I think I'm going to bring back from the 90s, I think I'm going to bring my Blinkies. I think we need to bring those back. I think that's important. I think we need to bring back the Blinkies. So if you're listening to this podcast and you remember them from the 90s and you want, I think it was, yeah, it would have been early 90s. I don't think it was much, well, maybe not too early 90s. It would have been the late 90s, early 2000. You know, it might have been a little further on. I think it was the early 2000s, because I'm thinking about where I was in life, and I didn't start a blog until I was married, so we're talking 2000s. But if you remember them, and you also think we need to bring back the Blinkies, then maybe we should do that, and you should let me know, because we can work on that together. But one of the things I think I wanted to bring back is the blog roll. And I know some bloggers still have them on their blogs and things like that, and I think that's one of the things I do. I have on mine a link to the people that have inspired me, like their YouTube channels and things like that, that I've learned so much from in my art journal making or different craft projects and stuff like that. So I do have a list of those people, but I thought it would be fun to share a link to all the blogs I read, because I use a, it's not called a blog reader, but that's basically what I'm going to call it, that keeps track of every time somebody uploads. I'm able to go on to this one spot and see when all of my follows have published a new blog post. And I was thinking about going through and just sharing the ones that I've been reading and really loving. And I actually thought about reaching out to other bloggers and seeing if it's something that they would want to do too, like, you know, kind of start a blog roll or maybe an old-fashioned blog hop. I know people still do all this. It's just not as common, I think, in the same way. But at the same token, when I was first starting my blog back up, I kind of thought, you know, everyone talked about, oh, blogs are dead. And I don't think that's true. I think they've just been quietly operating still as if, and they've been going on this whole time. And the mainstream maybe thought they were gone because they weren't, you know, in everyone's face about it. But I was so excited when I started looking and finding all of these blogs that were still operating the way we used to before social media, where they were still sharing about their days and they were talking about the projects that they were working on and they were doing challenges and different things like that. And I just thought it was so cool to find out that was still going on for me. And I didn't see Blinkies though. So I'm thinking, sorry, you guys are probably tired of the word. So yeah, I'm thinking that it's something that it really needs to be celebrated, is this slower way of connecting and maybe more on a deeper level, because I, at least for me, I don't get as many comments on my blog as maybe you might get for likes and things like that on a social media post. But and I'm not on social media anyway, but you have to try a little harder to comment on a blog than it is just to like a post or give a thumbs up on something. And so I'm really trying to develop that and encourage that and find that a bit more. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So I wonder what your thoughts are. I would love to hear. So please do, you know, comment and let me know, because I'd love to hear what you think about the whole blog, you know, if you read blogs, please let me know. Put a link to a blog, if it's creative based, or one that you just think is really awesome and that I should check out. Please feel free to link them. Because I'm a big supporter, a big believer in supporting other people's work, and sharing and having this kind of open communication where you're, you know, sharing, yeah, I learned how to do this from this person, or I saw how to do this from this person. And it feels really important for me to kind of share those things and to promote other people's awesome work. I think it's important to recognize each other. So if you have any, you know, recommendations for me, please feel free to put the links there, because I'd love to have, and then, you know, we could all see them and share and maybe find some great reads. But I am going to do a blog roll. That is actually on my to-do list after I finish my article. I have to, I have the rough draft done, and then I'm going to finalize it. And then I think this weekend I'll be focusing on taking pictures. So yeah, that is where I am at with that. So that's all the stuff that's going on. I feel like I went all over the place, but if you've been listening to me for a minute, you know that that's exactly how I operate. I tend to kind of go all over the place, but I feel I'm honing in. I'm focusing in on, you know, really the creative practice, art journaling, and that's primarily what I'm going to be sharing with you guys going forward, is really how do we bring more creativity into our lives? How do we honor that part of ourselves more and more? And how do we, you know, share that with each other? So that is my focus for this 2023 year. And yeah, so I want to thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you being here and listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love your feedback, so please do feel free to comment. If you're interested in any kind of, in doing one of the creative coaching sessions with me, I will have that link in the description below. And yeah, if you see any Blinkies, point them my way. All right, everyone, wishing you an awesome, awesome week, and I'll be back next time. Take care.